10:06 in Oklahoma City, along with Sam Humphreys producing in studio and Louis Elder producing on site. My name is Matt Meyer, in for Craig Humphreys today. This is hour number two of Sports Morning on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. We are live here at Family Leisure, 8498 Northwest Expressway. The doors are open, and they are ready to make somebody's Christmas. And that somebody can be you if you come see us. I mentioned earlier, I was walking around the showroom a few minutes ago. This place is even bigger than what it looks. I mean, they've got pool tables, they've got foosball tables, spas, outdoor patio furniture, and they offer, you know, free installation on a lot of their items. They're guaranteed to you will have it delivered before Christmas. We'll tell you much more about this place, but this is where you want to come Christmas shopping, right here, Family Leisure, 8498 Northwest Expressway here in Oklahoma City. We're joined, as we are each and every day, at 10 o'clock by the coach, Pat Jones, three-time Hall of Famer. And Pat, we had the penultimate college football playoff rankings come out last night. I didn't think there was much surprise to anything.
Well, before we get on that, before I forget it, our man Sam Humphreys got some pub over here because he kind of leaked out the story that Lev Goff was going to be over here to Cedar Ridge or in the process of or think yep. It is. How'd you leave it, Sam? They haven't announced it yet, have they?
No, for sure? They're going to announce the schedule on December 5th, okay. So we won't hear anything official until then, but my sources say it's going to be May 12th through the 14th at Cedar Ridge, and I'm pretty fairly certain about that, almost 100%. So,
well, and guys, that seems like a pretty good time to be in Oklahoma. You know, July and August could get a little hot. You know, and I know you say, well, May, there could be severe weather. Well, yeah, there could be, but I'm just saying that time of year in Oklahoma, if you can dodge the storms, I mean, it's not like, you know, guys, we've seen the PGA Championship when they used to play it back in August up in Southern Hills. I mean, we remember the one year the Woods won it up there, wasn't it like in the hundreds? I mean, it was just blistering hot. So, I mean, that seems like a good time to have an event here in our state.
Well, and of course, Sam knows, you know, Cedar Ridge now, you know, Buddy Phillips, Trace, you know, that whole bunch, and the good guys, and the whole, I don't play anymore, but over the years I've been out there, and you know, that thing, Sam, is that, you know, when they want to make it, it can be all you want now.
No doubt about it, Coach. I had to qualify on it on a weekly basis when I went to the University of Tulsa. And it's, like you say, it's all the golf course that Southern Hills is. It just doesn't have the same history, but it does have a good history. It had the U.S. Sure Women's does. Open, stadiums, mm-hmm. and obviously was one round of the USAM back in 2009 when Ben On won it. So I'm really excited to see it. I think it was the perfect venue for Liv to pick. And if you want to hear more details on that, we did a full podcast on it on the 73rd hole yesterday. You can go
there
check that out on Apple.
There you go.
That's why I
want
to give those guys.
Give Sam a plug because he got some pub up here on. No, there you go.
No, he definitely.
No,
did,
man, I did not watch the college football show last night. I have a hard time kind of remembering that thing's on when it's on, and then you know about 6:45, I thought, well, wait a minute, I missed something here. But I don't. There really wasn't anything earth shattering that came out. I was
no.
Did you compare, Matt, your best dozen with the what they had? I mean, were you about where they were with things?
I had the same top five. Now, I had Tennessee ahead of Alabama just because when they played, Tennessee beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand if you just watch the teams and the seasons they've had. You know, for example, Alabama's two losses to a quality Tennessee team on a field goal at the gun and an overtime loss to a quality LSU team. Meanwhile, Tennessee's losses to 14 points, granted, to the number one team of the country, Georgia, but then they go over to South Carolina and the Gamecocks just blow them off the field. So I can see the logic in having Alabama over Tennessee.
Oh, you know, I had Ohio State and Alabama switched on the one. I don't remember even why I did it that way, you know, and I ended up with Tennessee at 8. The one I had LSU at 10. See, they had them all the way down to 14. I you know, and I know they're a hard one to get a read on, but I tend to, you know, still kind of apply the you know, hey, if you watch, look down at the other end of the field when they're warming up, they got a bunch of guys you don't want to mess with. You know what I mean?
Well, because
I mean,
you look at it from a coaching standpoint, right?
Well,
that's the world you lived in, and I can certainly respect that. I mean, you know, not necessarily the get off the bus test or the airport test, but the you know, look down and see who you're tangling with kind of thing. You know, I want to get back into this, but I don't want to forget this because I meant to ask to you first thing off the bat. Do you know who turns 91 years old today? You have any idea? 91.
Who?
Scooter Proctor's dad, Bobby Proctor.
Oh, well, 91 Coach Proctor.
Proctor turns 91.
Yeah.
The story I always tell on him, there's a couple of them, Pat, and you've got a lot better stories than I do. The first thing is, when I was in high school, one of our coaches, his name was Phil Webb. Coach Webb went on to be a head coach at, I believe, Hera High School and other places. Anyway, Coach Proctor, I heard stories about Coach would come over and visit with the coaches and long after he retired from OU.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have one of our coaches, you know, an adult man out in the backyard, you know, running drills, you know, just trying to demonstrate things. The other story, I saw Coach Proctor. I'd never met him. I saw him one day at lunch. Oh, my gosh, this has been probably 14 years ago. He and I believe it was his wife, if I'm not mistaken, were enjoying lunch at Toby Keith's restaurant downtown. And, Pat, I try my best not to be this guy. I try not to be the guy to interrupt someone's meal. But this is Bobby Proctor, and I had never met him. And he could not have been more nice. And I said, Coach, listen, I'm very sorry to bother you. But I just wanted to come shake your hand. Don't want an autograph or anything. I just want to shake your hand, tell you what how much I respect you. But yeah, I saw Scooter put that on Facebook yesterday, Pat.
Oh, good.
Coach Bobby
okay.
Proctor turned 91 and going strong, by the way.
Yeah, good for him. You know, because he was a good player at Arkansas. You know,
well, I knew you remembered him from way back then.
Yeah, you know, and before Coach Broyles got there, you know, he was on a team that went to the Cotton Bowl and all that, you know, and all. And the first time and I knew who he was, but now, see, when I was coaching in high school in Little Rock, mm-hmm. which is where I went to school and everything and all, and that was when Coach Proctor was at Vanderbilt. And he recruited a couple of kids that we had. So he was down there quite a bit. You know, he would come in and every year, I mean, we had a lot of kids being recruited on that particular time and all. And and he came in and then signed two of them, of which I still see them down there. When I go to Little Rock, I mean, the guys that, you know, were pretty good players at Vanderbilt and have done well in real life and all this and the whole, and then, you know, Coach Proctor was a bulldog recruiter. You know, when you tied in the deal with him, you better come to play because he would, you know, and all that. But a good guy, good football coach, you know, fundamentally really, really, really well grounded in the whole deal. So, golly, no, happy birthday to Coach Bobby Proctor. That's a neat deal.
I bet you he came to play in recruiting. He came to coach too, Pat. One of my some of my most vivid memories of Oklahoma football when I was growing up is watching Coach Proctor. Let's just say I don't think he was reciting memory verses on the sideline. He'd get after his players, rightfully so. But no, I listen. I think the world of the guy. He couldn't have been nicer to me, even though I interrupted his meal one time. But no, Coach Proctor turning 91 years. I meant to lead with that, and I remembered it. So I wanted to get it in. So, college football playoff rankings. Yeah, no surprise, really, with what we saw last night. I mean, it was it was those four and probably in that order. It wouldn't have stunned me if USC coming off a really nice performance against Notre Dame, if maybe they'd moved them up to three and you know, TCU. I know they blew out Iowa State, but this is setting up, Pat, and for all we know, we could have mass chaos this week. Who knows what's going to happen?
Right.
Particularly in the Big 12 and the Big Ten or the Pac 12 championship games. This is setting up to me, Pat, to where if it's TCU against Michigan and USC against Georgia, we could see two really good offenses go against two very good defenses. You know, we had guests on that covered Georgia and Michigan
I heard part of that.
Well, and in getting ready to talk to those guys and doing some homework, these defenses from Georgia and Michigan, I mean, to consider what they lost, Georgia had five first-round picks in the first round. Five off that defense last year. Five first-round picks just off one unit last year, and they're just about as good this year as they were last. And we know that Michigan lost the Hutchinson kid, defensive end, Dax Hill, who I know, Pat, you're familiar with from Tulsa.
Mm-hmm. That's safety, what I forget about him, yeah.
He went late in the first round. And the other pass rusher, Ojabo, who had just that horrible Achilles injury on his pro day. Otherwise, he probably would have caught the first. He ended up going, like, you know, 43rd or 45th overall. These are two defenses that were terrific last year, lost a lot of talent. and have just restocked the shelves. And I really think this could be a very interesting playoff if everything plays out like it looks like it's going to.
Yeah, that's I'm really intrigued with TCU now.
I am too.
And oh goodness, and I think y'all brought up a very good point. If they get if somebody gets beat, Ohio State will get in this thing, won't they?
Yes.
Well, somebody's going to get. You know, I'm gonna say that. I don't know anybody's going to get beat, but Ohio State would be the one that would get in, wouldn't they?
They would be, and that's why. The thing I was watching for last night, or I was wanting to see when the rankings came out, who'd be 5 and 6? Because Ohio State and Alabama, their seasons are over with. There are no more. There's no more data to be collected on them. So it would stand to reason whoever was going to be higher last night would be the team in the catbird seat to take a spot from either TCU or USC. I think Georgia and Michigan are probably in regardless, even if they were to stub their toe, particularly Georgia.
Unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, they get blown out or something. I mean, who knows? But it played out about like I thought that it would. And you know what? I'm okay with Ohio State being 5. First of all, they've only lost one game. It was to the number 2 team in the country. Yes, I know the final score got lopsided, and that's because of a couple of long touchdown runs in the fourth quarter. But I still think Ohio State could play with just about anybody in this country. If they had another shot at Michigan, they could beat Michigan if they had a chance. So it doesn't bother me that Ohio State's still 5.
Well, there's never been, and see if I'm correct, I think I read this morning, there's never been a 2-loss team in the Final Four.
That is correct.
From 1 year to the next, but again, Ohio State's the largest one. I don't know why I put Alabama ahead of Ohio State. I guess it's because Ohio State got pounded so bad, but from that standpoint. But I'm really... You know, and Friday, I'd forgotten there was a Friday game. I was looking at this stuff this morning. It's SC and Utah play Friday night, and that was the 43-42, game on October the 15th, where Utah scores with 38 seconds left or some kind of thing like that.
That's exactly right.
And wins that ball game. And then, obviously, we've got the Georgia-LSU. LSU is, like we were talking about, to me, is they're the total wild card in this thing because there is no telling about them.
They really are a wild card, Pat, because we've seen them be good enough to beat Alabama, good enough to beat Ole Miss. I know Ole Miss ended with a thud against Mississippi State, but Mississippi is still a pretty good team. We've seen them be good enough to beat them, but then they turn around last week and lose a LSU we're talking about, loses a head-scratcher to Texas A&M. And, yes, A&M's got players, but A&M, bottom line, are 5-17.
Yeah, they were a 4-win team when LSU went down there, and they beat LSU and the whole deal. And so, I don't know. Have you seen Purdue very much?
No.
Matt, at all? I haven't. I'd be a liar if I said I didn't know much about
them. I don't think they're as good on defense as Illinois or Iowa. That's why, in my opinion, and I think Michigan would have beaten whoever was going to be on the other side from them. I do think Michigan caught a little bit of a break that it worked out that they're playing Purdue. I think because you got 2 or 3 weeks ago, Illinois gave Michigan everything they wanted. Michigan had to kick a last second field goal to beat Illinois a couple of weeks ago in that game in Ann Arbor. So, there's always a chance of an upset, but I think Michigan's in pretty good shape playing Purdue.
Well, obviously, because they can't get in the Final Four, we're kind of overlooking the Clemson-North Carolina game. That's Mack Brown's team and Dabo Sweeney. And, of course, Clemson is in that thing last night. They got them 9th. Of course, Carolina is all the way down to 23. But, that game's gotten totally overlooked as far as what we're talking about.
It has because, with Clemson losing, it's taken them out of any consideration of getting into the playoff. And, North Carolina, heck, they lost to North Carolina State the other day. Really fun game on Friday afternoon. That was a fun one. I was kind of flipping back and forth between that and the Missouri-Arkansas game on Friday afternoon. That's championship weekend coming up. And I think, I know it won't get much attention, but I think the Central Florida Tulane game will be a fun game for the American championship.
Oh, yeah, you got those things going on, certainly, yeah.
Yeah, so the way it works out is Friday night, the Pac-12 championship game, USC and Utah. Saturday morning at 11, Kansas State, TCU. Then there's two games at 3 to pay attention to. Probably focus on the Georgia-LSU game, but when that one's on commercial, you can flip over to the Tulane-Central Florida game. And then at night, you've got Michigan-Purdue, and then you can flip over to Clemson and North Carolina. And Pat, you're right, that Clemson-Carolina game, that'll be a good ball game. It's just, you know, there's not really any CFP ramifications to that. We'll talk much more. Oh, go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, you got Seth Luttrell's North Texas team playing the Texas San Antonio. Jeff Taylor, the former Arkansas assistant. You still got that thing going on. I mean, those games have taken a big backseat to this kind of stuff. Ohio and Toledo, you know, Tim Albin, the Ohio coach, his name has popped up over here a little bit. He's an Oakland good guy, you know, and everything's popped up over here a little bit on this Tulsa thing. You know, Coastal and Troy. I mean, you know, it seems like Coastal always shows up someplace on some kind of thing. Yeah. Like you say, Central Florida, you know, and Malzahn's team in Tulane will be. And then here's Fresno State and Boise State. You know, and those kind of games have all got kind of lost in the shuffle of the Final Four. But this is really a big weekend for college football.
Oh, it definitely is. And not only is, you know, the Central Florida Tulane game for their conference, but more than likely, almost assuredly, the winner of that game is going to get in one of the Big Six bowls. You know, the highest ranked group of five team, you know, gets in, you know, let's see, this year semis are what the Peach and the Fiesta, I believe. I think that's right. So they'll have a chance to get in, you know, the Cotton Bowl or the Orange or something like that. So there's certainly something to play for there. Hey, you brought up Tulsa. I want to ask you the latest about that, see what you're hearing on the grapevine there. I also thought it was interesting who West Virginia has hired as their athletic director. He is somebody who has significant ties to this state, specifically Oklahoma State. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk a lot more college and pro football coming up with Pat. But first, like we do each and every day at 10:20 or so, we go jonesing for Johnny's, your chance to win $25 worth of free Johnny's food if you can answer Coach's trivia question correctly. Pat, what do we have today? What's the subject matter?
College sports.
College sports. A little bit broader here, so bring your A game. You'll need it today with Coach. 405-900-WWLS on the Lucky Star line, and you can get in and take $25 worth of Johnny's food from Rick Haynes, who I believe we will speak with tomorrow, find out the latest on the Johnny's and Pauline Southern Kitchen restaurants around town. So fill up the phone lines. Jonesy for Johnny next. Matt Meyer in for Craig Humphreys. We are at Family Leisure today, and wow, what a showroom they have here. It's even bigger than I thought. When I started walking around this place, they've got spas starting at under $4,000, $39.99. Patio furniture up to 50% off with free delivery and setup, free installation on all pools purchased with a free salt system, free install on all pool tables purchased in stock. They've got air hockey tables, foosball tables, all kinds of other game tables and shuffleboards. They are all in stock and discounted. Heck, they've still got their Black Friday sale going on from last weekend, and they guarantee delivery before Christmas. That's big. That means you're going to make somebody's Christmas if you come here to Family Leisure. Doors are open right now. And by the way, all in-stock swing sets have free installation, and they're guaranteed to be installed before Christmas as well. Your one-stop shop for all of your Christmas needs. Make your Christmas dreams come true right here at Family Leisure, 8498 Northwest Expressway in Oklahoma City. We go jonesing for Johnny's with the Coach Pat Jones neck here on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Half past 10 on a Wednesday. This is Sports Morning, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. Matt Meyer in for Craig Humphreys this morning at Family Leisure, 8498 Northwest Expressway. And I've said it all morning, and I will continue to say it until you believe me. This is the place to come do your Christmas shopping here. You will make someone's Christmas, believe me. Everything from spas, patio furniture, pool tables, foosball table, anything you can imagine to have a good time around the house. They have it here at Family Leisure. Plus, they guarantee installation on many of their items before Christmas, including swing sets for the kids. What better way to look out and Christmas morning and see Santa dropped off a swing set in your backyard? So come out and see us, 8498 Northwest Expressway. Family Leisure will tell you much more about this great place. I'm going to be here until noon. Doors are open now. Get out here and come get some of this incredible merchandise before it goes. Time now to go jonesing for Johnny's with the coach, Pat Jones. We do this each and every day. We give away 25. Well, we don't do it. Rick Haynes does it. And we're going to hear from Rick Haynes tomorrow. Thank you to Mr. Haynes for doing this. We give away $25 worth of free Johnny's food each and every weekday if you can answer Coach Jones's trivia question. And Pat has said it is college sports, so you better get your brain in a broad state of mind today. Let's start off by going to the phones, and we will do that with Stuart. Stuart, you are first up today with Pat.
Stu, good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning, guys.
Where did Charles Barkley go to college?
Auburn.
Bingo. Good job. That's good. I thought
Stuart
that
is an Auburn Tiger.
Stuart,
I mean,
is,
Charles Barkley is rather.
Charles Barkley is an Auburn Tiger, and I wouldn't. You know, I just had Auburn on my mind here, and I saw Barkley doing something. So our man Charles, but you know, I talked to another SEC guy this morning who's extremely well connected. I'm not going to use any names here, but boy, there's still a lot of head scratching going on down in that part of the world over the hiring of Hugh Freeze. I don't know, I'm trying to not sound real just critical about this, but I mean, there's a lot of things you can or can't do that normally prevent you from getting a coaching job, and then you can check a bunch of boxes with this cat now.
You know,
in a lot of ways.
I saw and I'm going to paraphrase this because I don't have it immediately in front of me. Chris Lowe yesterday, who has done a really good job for ESPN for a long time, had a tweet saying, basically saying something to the effect of, yes, Hugh Freeze has had his missteps, but he can win games, he can win in the SEC. I was really proud, Pat, of our buddy Eli Letterman, who comes on our show, he covers OU for the Tulsa World, covered OSU for a few years, now he's on the OU beat.
Right.
He basically responded to that tweet and said, this is true, but in the media, it's not our job to whitewash transgressions for people. And Eli was really classy about it, but he said, do a 5-second Google search, and you can find out what the hell Hugh Freeze has been up to. And Pat, a 5-second search for me last night led me down some roads that we're not going to talk about.
Oh, not about to. All the way back to his time coaching. You know, he's the guy
in high school.
High school in Briarcrest in Memphis that the Blind Side, the movie was made about.
Yep, Michael Orr, the offensive tackle.
And there's some goofy stuff that went on in that deal. There's some stuff that came up on him from high school that we're not about to talk about down here. I mean,
that's
you
correct.
Can find it, Google it up, and you can read it your own selves. I mean, and this is not, I mean, look, you stay in the business long enough collegiately, and you're going to be involved in some way in some kind of a NCAA violation. Now, I'm not saying it's a big time hit, but if you stay out there long enough, some way that you'll be involved in one. Now, you stay out there long enough. Most everybody is at some point. So, but on the same hand, you get into, some of this morality stuff, and for the life of me, for a major university to have a representative who is a you become the face of basically football when you're the head football coach of a major university, and you got this kind of background. I mean, it gets all over me. Look, and I've been down a lot of roads over the years, and in the whole deal. But this thing here is, from what I know, and again, I talked to another guy that just, is just scratching his head over how in the they don't count Liberty because, you know, that's a different deal up there. I you know, they hired the AD from Baylor as their AD at Liberty.
When you say the AD from Baylor, the AD that presided over stuff that went on under Art Briles.
All that, you know, and you got into.
And all the cover-ups and not reporting
that,
things.
All that kind of thing. And then you get into, like I say, you get into the upper reaches of administration at Liberty, and you'll really see some stuff that is salacious. So, it's not even a real university anyway, but from the standpoint of, you know, this is you know, and Greg Sankey, I know the commissioner of the SEC at one time, he had advised Alabama not to hire the guy as an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that Saban wanted to do something or give him an analyst or some kind of thing like that, and the league office recommended strongly that you don't hire the guy.
Don't even put the guy in an office, and Auburn makes him the head coach.
Yeah, and he's the head coach. Lord.
And Pat, you hit on it, and. Look, I'll be honest with you, Pat. For a majority of my life, I was kind of naive and thought, well, you know, anybody that you know gets in trouble with the NCAA, I mean, they're not a good guy. Well, that's not necessarily true.
Oh, you stay out there long enough.
Correct.
I mean, I've been down that road. Trust me. I mean, most of us have. If you stay in that level for any length of time, you're going to get touched in some kind of way.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, Pat. Is for me, it's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a right to theirs.
Sure.
There's a difference between, you know, walking on the wild side NCAA-wise and being a part of some of the things that Hugh Freeze was a part of.
Yeah.
And again, it's really distasteful. People can search it and find it very easily. I did last night. Didn't take me any time at all. That's, you know, again, for me, I'm not excusing, you know, breaking rules or whatever, but there's a difference between doing what you got to do to get a recruit and some of the things that Hugh Freeze was a part of, particularly, well, not that it makes it any worse or not, but I mean, particularly with high school students.
Mm-hmm.
So people can find that out easily if they want to. But
well,
anyway,
you know, obviously, I mean, this guy tried to put or did put the screws to a very dear friend of mine. So, I have a lot of problems with the guy, you know, but Tom Mars, that attorney over in Little Rock, who he's the one that uncovered a bunch of this stuff on this crew when they were at Ole Miss, including the using the university card to call escort services and all that kind of stuff. I mean, and this guy's a real somebody out there in legal circles. And go read Thomas Mars in Ole Miss and Hugh Freeze and see what you find out. My goodness. I just it goes all by me. You know, it really does.
Again, I don't know anybody personally that's running the University of Auburn, but I can't help but look at this and say they are desperate to win football games. I get it, Pat. We've talked about it. Look, bottom line's W's and L's and how much money you make. But at the same time, you just can't go hire a guy like this. And I'm frankly surprised they haven't gotten more pushback.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I knew Pat Dye reasonably well. We used to play golf together.
Right.
Dye and George Walstead, who was our assistant head coach, defensive line coach in Oklahoma State for years, went to officers' training program together. Dye hired Reggie Herring from us down on his staff one time, you know. And I can say I've known Auburn people for a long time, you know, and some assistants, Bud Casey and guys. I'm throwing names at her, but I've known a number of guys down there. And hey, they'll compete with you in recruiting, but they're not doing some of the things Hugh Freeze was doing. No way. Not at all.
Yeah, it's really amazing to me. Pat, we've got a couple of minutes here before we'll step aside, and we'll continue on the other side. But what are you hearing out there? We said yesterday and the day before, 'tis the season. It's the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
A lot of things popping coaching-wise. What are you hearing, if anything?
Well, I'm real curious. I talked to another guy this morning that had some knowledge of the Deion Sanders to Colorado deal.
Okay.
And he has mentioned to some of his present staff at Jackson State, you know, about perhaps going to a Power Five school. Now he didn't, but so I don't know what he's got something going on aside from Colorado. I wonder if it's a fit at Colorado. You know, there's a big piece in USA Today, you know, on should Deion is a fit at Colorado. He's the guy that Auburn should have hired, in my humble opinion.
I agree. Damn sure should have been hired before Freeze. I can promise you that.
Should have been done. Now, you know, it's Rick George, the AD at Colorado, used to be their recruiting coordinator 100 years ago. I've known Rick for a long time. Hadn't seen him in forever, but, I mean, he's a good football guy that's been around. It's, you know, it would be a reach. I mean, Deion obviously has got a, you know, can walk into about into any high school in the country, and you're going to create a little bit of a commotion if, you know, and get a visit or however, and all. I just wonder if fit-wise it doesn't seem to, I don't know really why I'm saying that. Well, I do, too. It's a different kind of community out there and all. I think Sanders could do the job, but I just wonder about that. You know, if you look and see of what's out there, you know, Nebraska's now filled, Auburn is filled, Wisconsin's filled, Arizona State's filled, Georgia Tech just moved up their guy, Brent Pry. I don't know him. He's the guy that was on the staff that they made interim, you know, when they fired the head coach, and he went 4-4 as an interim, and apparently, you know, so and congratulations to Georgia Tech, they just went ahead and moved him up, you know. Charlotte's made a hire, so you got now. I guess, and here's another one, Matt. Did you catch this? Alabama Birmingham apparently, is going to hire Trent Dilfer, who I didn't even know. And Dilfer's a good guy. I knew people that coached him and were pretty close to him when he was at Tampa Bay as a player. You stayed in the league for a long time. Good guy. But I didn't even know he's been coaching high school ball, you know, and all this. And apparently that's who Alabama Birmingham is going to hire. And there, you know, I guess the he's been coaching in Lipscomb Academy in Tennessee, wherever that is. You know, and the whole deal, that's the only experience he's got, but they're going to hire him at Alabama Birmingham. UNLV is open. Colorado's open. Western Michigan, Cincinnati, okay. Stanford, Tulsa, Florida Atlantic, okay. Texas State is open. So, really, of those, what, Colorado, Stanford, Cincy? Which of those three y'all do you think would you say you think the best job?
Colorado, Stanford, or Cincy? That's a good question. Stanford, not that you can't win there, but the academic requirements make that job tough, do they not? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they've had great players, but I mean, don't the academic requirements make it tough out there?
Yeah, and the transfer rules apparently are, then you get into that portal stuff, see? And the transfer rules out there make it even tougher in that regard. We can talk about this a little bit when we come back from the break, but yeah, this is kind of interesting.
Yeah, let's do that, because I have another question about Deion Sanders in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I hinted at this yesterday. I want to be a little bit more direct about this today. I want to ask you about that coming up next, and we'll do that. We'll also answer Pat's question about which job is better between Stanford, Colorado, and Cincinnati. We are at Family Leisure today, 8498 Northwest Expressway, and what a great place to come and do your Christmas shopping or any time of year, but especially right now, because for a lot of their items, they guarantee delivery before Christmas or guarantee installation before Christmas. They have spa starting at $39.99, patio furniture up to 50% off of free delivery and setup. They've got free installation on all pools purchased with a free salt system, free install at all pool on all pool tables purchased in stock. Air hockey tables, foosball tables, game tables, shuffleboards, all in stock, all discounted, and those items are guaranteed delivery before Christmas, and all in stock swing sets have a free installation and guaranteed to be installed before Christmas. Here at Family Leisure, your one-stop shop, make all your Christmas dreams, come true at Family Leisure, 8498 Northwest Expressway here in Oklahoma City. Matt Meyer in for Craig Humphreys, along with the three-time Hall of Famer Pat Jones. This is Sports Morning, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
10 more good minutes with the coach, Pat Jones, here on Sports Morning, hour number 2. Matt Meyer in for Craig Humphreys. Mark Rogers coming up at 11 o'clock, live from Kalidi Kia. Great place to be. This is, too, where I'm at, Family Leisure, 8498 Northwest Expressway, and we'll tell you much more about all the fantastic merchandise that I'm sitting in front of. Man, I can think of several good things that would look
good
at the
house. Matt, they got shuffleboard tables,
Pat, shuffleboard, pool tables.
Oh, boy.
Boy, this spa right here, I'm about to go jump in it even without any water. It looks
Someone
so
on the text line was asking if they have pool cues. Matt,
you better believe
that?
They do.
Oh,
I'm looking at them right now.
Do. Oh, heavens,
you better believe it.
Yeah,
so yeah, come out here, Family Leisure. I'm glad you saw that, Sam. I hadn't checked the text line in a few minutes. You better believe they do. I'm looking at some on the wall right now. So come by and see us. I think those are some arcade machines over there. Good grief, man!
Well,
this is the place to be.
Shuffleboard tables. You can also they can be used for dinner tables too.
Did they have any shuffleboard tables back at Michael's Plum when you used to? Run down there every now and then, Pat. Do you remember any of that?
The Plum was not a shuffleboard place. Now, I know shuffleboard places, you know, and there were several, you know, when I was growing up in Little Rock that might, you know, you could slip in there, you know, and you could, I mean, play shuffleboard and everything, but no, the shuffleboard tables are really neat.
It's good. It's good stuff. So, hey, Pat, a lot of things to get into in here before we let you go. So, you asked the question a few minutes ago. What is the best job between Colorado, Stanford, and Cincinnati? Here is how I will answer that question. And we were talking about it off the air. I'll admit that Stanford is probably the most prestigious. I'm still a sucker, probably to a detriment, about Colorado because I've seen what Colorado is capable of. Now, you know, how you get there is another story, but I've seen Colorado at the top, and I know you had to deal with them much more than I did. I will answer your question this way, Pat. I will say Cincinnati for a couple of reasons. One, yes, I know you've got Big Bubba in Ohio State, but you are in a very fertile ground recruiting-wise, where you're located. Secondly, they are about to come to the Big 12. Now, we know that college athletics 5 years from now could look different than what we even think it looks like now. But they're coming to the Big 12. Stanford, I worry, you know, I don't know where they're going to end up. I mean, is the Pac-12 going to be around in 2 or 3 years? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, same goes for Colorado. So I would say within the current climate, if basically what I'm saying, Pat, if they said, Matt, you can be the head coach at three places, the money's the same, all that, I'm not so sure right now, Pat, I wouldn't take Cincinnati. Am I off base there?
I think if you're a young guy and you want to get someplace and get W's, you probably go to Cincy.
Okay.
You know, Palo Alto, if you're thinking that this might be my last stop, it would probably be Stanford to me, you know, because you're going.
Okay.
Now, David Shaw was a four-time Pac-12 Coach of the Year, you know, and just got let go and all this kind of thing. And like I say, Colorado has had their moments all kind of ways. Now, when Coach Fairbanks went out there, he wasn't as smart as he was when he was at OU, was he?
Imagine that. He didn't have Greg Pruitt and Jack Mildren, right?
Yeah, you know, but again, now McCartney gets in there. Of course, his first year they were 1-10, if I remember correctly.
That's right. No,
and the whole deal. And then they end up winning a share of the national title and all this kind of stuff and got it going and, you know, and the whole deal. So I don't know. It's kind of levels up. It's like Colorado's got a chance. Cincy probably is going to – they're going to have more W's quicker than any of the three to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you schedule smart, you're at Cincinnati, yeah, probably keep about anybody eligible. You had those high-round drafters. He gets them in. Fickell gets them in. Their roster's probably the best right now of any of those three, wouldn't you think? Because, again, Fickell left to take a better job. He didn't get run off. You know, so
correct.
Odds are they'll have a pretty good roster. You know,
well,
so Cincy would be the best to get in there and win. If you want a real nice place to live, either Palo Alto or Boulder would be real nice places to live.
Sure. Well, and again, and I'll admit this, I've probably got too much nostalgia in my head about Colorado. It's just I've seen what's capable, what can be done there. So I probably overvalue it a little bit, but I think it's a good point, Pat. And again, you have to look at it, or at least in my opinion, you have to look at it like, where are these where are they going to be in 5 years in terms of what conference are they going to be in? Because, I mean, that's so much up in the air. Ten years ago, Pat, we would have never dreamed that there wasn't going to be a Pac-12 anymore, and there may not be 10 years from now. I mean, who knows what it's going to be?
Sure.
Hey, let's get into this before we say bye to you today.
Okay.
So West Virginia is going to hire Wren Baker as their athletic director, and Wren Baker has significant ties to Oklahoma, Pat.
Yeah, they've hired him. When you told me, I didn't see it, but, you know, Wren used to come on with us over here, was the, you know, oh, what's a little town? Valiant?
Yes, Valiant.
Yeah, and, you know, and was and worked with basketball operations over there with Coach Sutton, you know, and you talk about a guy that is a legit gym rat. He was the AD over here to
Roger State.
And I think was the basketball coach there at one time. Became the AD. Used to come on with us over here quite a bit. You talk about a guy that's a hustler. Has got a really good reputation as a fundraiser. I'm really happy for this guy because this guy is not a BS artist or somebody that's talked himself into a pretty decent job. He's a hard worker. He's worked his way right up the ladder and everything. Now, he hired Seth Luttrell down there to North Texas,
and
got a bunch of facilities built down there. They've done some nice stuff and all, and so now this will be interesting going forward here. Will he keep Neil Brown? That's allegedly
at the top of his list, Pat.
I would certainly think so. And I'll say this, you know, his association with Seth Luttrell might be a gimme.
Could be.
You know.
Well, and I'm happy. And you brought up earlier about how, you know, they're playing UTSA Conference USA Championship game.
Yeah, I think it's Conference USA,
Conference USA Championship game. I'm happy for Seth because he had the really good year, the year they went over to U of A and
blew Arkansas out of the water, yeah.
They did, and then there was a year or two in there where they were down a little bit, but it sounds like he's got things back pointed up at North Texas, which, you know, has its challenges, as we know. So I'm happy for Seth that they've been able to get back good again.
Yeah.
Pat, we're out of time. We can talk more about it tomorrow. We'll hear from Rick Haynes tomorrow. We can certainly get into the weekend coming up more in depth tomorrow as well. Pat, have a great day. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. That's three-time Hall of Famer Pat Jones. He's going on to do his radio duties on 97.1 FM in Tulsa with Eric G. We enjoy his time each and every weekday, 10 to 11 here in Oklahoma City on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. Family Leisure is where we are at today, 8498 Northwest Expressway in Oklahoma City. They've got spas starting at $39.99, patio furniture up to 50% off with free delivery and setup, free installation on all pools purchased with free salt system, free installation on all pool tables purchased in stock. They've got air hockey, foosball, game tables, shuffleboards, all in stock and discounted, and they guarantee delivery before Christmas. All in stock swing sets are free or have free installation and guaranteed installation before Christmas. Family Leisure is your one-stop shop. You can make all your Christmas dreams come true right here at Family Leisure, 8498 Northwest Expressway in Oklahoma City. Hour number three of Sports Morning is next with Mark Rogers. We will get his thoughts on last night's college football playoff rankings and all the goings-on in college and pro football. That's next on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.